order at 6 o'clock. Okay, before we get started, if I can remind everybody to please turn off or turn down your cell phone. And when we come up to a topic, if you would like to address us on that, please be sure to come up to the podium, give us your name and your address before speaking so that we can get it on the record. All right, so we'll start with a roll call.
Sorry, I was preoccupied with making sure the recorder was on. Commissioner Anderson?
Here.
Commissioner Blackburn?
Here.
Commissioner Madigan? Commissioner Watches?
Here.
Commissioner Geary?
Here.
Supervisor Perez?
Item B, approval of summary proceedings for the December 17th, 2014 regular meeting. Okay, do I have a second? Okay, any discussion? No changes? Anybody catch anything in the video gallery? Okay, if not, then all in favor?
Okay.
Any opposed? All right. On to item C, consent agenda, we have nothing. Item D, public presentations. This portion of the meeting is reserved for persons to address the commission on any matter not on this agenda but under the jurisdiction of this commission. Commissioners may respond briefly to statements made or questions posed. They may ask a question for clarification, make a referral to staff for factual information, or request staff to report back to the commission at a later meeting. Also, the commission may act to direct the staff to place a matter of business on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record before making your presentation. Speakers are limited to 2 minutes. Okay, so I guess we'll start over here on the left and work our way across. Anything here? Anything? Judy? Sue?
I have torn tendons in my ankle. It looks like every time I move, I go.
Madam Chairman,
yes.
If I could please, we need a motion to receive and file on item C1.
Item C1?
Yes.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm looking at the wrong one. Okay, if we could go back to item C, the correspondence.
We
want to
pull the receipt and file.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Any opposed? Okay. All right, now, Sue.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sue Bennett, current Humane Society. We did our year-end report for our members and just for fun, we spent $50,178 on vet bills last year and helped 2,504 animals. So this is quick, but.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It was quicker than it took to get here.
Okay. Joan, do you have anything?
Not much, but just Joan Payton, Bakersfield. Jeff will probably bring it up. He's found four groomers, so that it's not just me and Lane now. So there'll be people coming. Hopefully we can get everybody spaced out, and hopefully we'll get a few more.
Fantastic. Thank you for all your work on that. Okay. Anything over here? Nope. Okay. Second table. We'll start on the right, down the middle. Anything there? Okay, next table. I know you don't have any, Devin. There, middle, over, Bob, anything? And is there anything behind you? Anybody? Nope, we're good. Okay.
Guard.
Hi.
That's it.
In
case things get real.
Okay, Liz, do you have anything?
No, ma'am. Thanks for asking.
All right. So that will conclude the public presentations. Next we have fees, staff announcements or reports.
Good evening.
Is there anything you would like to divulge, Nick?
I'd just like to highlight a few things in the report. We are continuing to plug away with volunteers, over 1,000 hours donated in the month of December. I know that sometimes we look at those numbers and just kind of glance over them, but just the benefit that that brings to the shelter is something I can't really put a finger on, to be honest with you. It's just immeasurable. I mean, the fact that we're able to have people that come in on their own, volunteers, and do stuff that we've never been able to do, like socialize animals and give them exercise and take them out to the play yard. And I know that it makes me happy every time I come in and see a volunteer walking a dog. It's just, it's awesome. So every time I see that over 1,000 hours in any month, it's I get a special feeling in my heart. Did also want to touch on the Home for the Holidays. We continue with our fourth annual Home for the Holidays. That's when we reduce adoption fees, $20 dogs, $10 cats. 654 animals found their forever homes during the Home for the Holidays adoption events. 654. We had a few successful rescue transports. The rescue team made a trip to Mount Shasta and Emeryville in December, and we found new homes for 143 animals in the month of December, just from the rescue program, 102 from the transports themselves. Also did want to touch on the TNR program. Since the beginning of the program, we're at 2,540 cats now. I think I checked this morning, we're just shy of 2,600. That's 2,600 cats that in years past, before the TNR program, they would not have made it out alive. And I know that the TNR program has been a rousing success, in my opinion. The department also participated in the Bakersfield Christmas Parade. We did also have a float entry this year. We had some staff and volunteers out at the parade. We did set up two adoption booths. We did adopt some animals out that day, but more importantly, we did have a float, and we had volunteers, and we had dogs out there, and it was a fun time putting that float together and getting the supplies for it. It was really fun, I think. The department also participated in the NOR, the North of the River Christmas Parade. They invited us out. There was no float in that one, but we did send 5 staff and 9 volunteers. We invited the volunteers and the staff to bring some dogs that were adopted from the facility as well. Also wanted to touch on the PetSmart adoptions that we're doing. We did 3 Sunday adoption events at the PetSmart store on Oswell in the month of December. 6 dogs were adopted out, but more importantly, each time we're at that PetSmart, we're getting the word out about animal services. People are becoming aware that there's plenty of really good, sweet, cute, cuddly little dogs at the animal shelter. You don't have to get them from a breeder. But any chance we have to just make people aware and remind them that if you're looking for an animal, the animal shelter is the way to go. And that concludes the direction.
Did we have Jeff talk at this time as part of the report?
Good evening, commissioners. Jeff George, volunteer coordinator. I put on your desk end of the calendar year final numbers. As you can see that just the actual volunteer program, we were just shy of 6,000 hours. That's just the volunteers that I directly oversee, but by keeping track of all the numbers of the other programs, EPP, work release, MAOF, walk-ins, the ROC students, we had almost a little over 9,200 hours. For this year. So we've done some great things this year in my first 10 months, 10 months as coordinator, direct coordinator, which is also equivalent to about 5.8 staff members, which is great for the year also. So that's why I gave you this report so you can see the breakdown of the whole calendar year. As of now, I'm gonna move this now from a calendar year to a fiscal year, so we're running July 1 to June 30. Part of that also, I just want to let you know, is that we also have 4 volunteers that have donated more than 200 hours in the shelter. And the one that's been there the longest has been there since June. So since June through December, they've put in over 200 hours. So it's a great thing. To just recap real quick, on December 3rd, the end of December, didn't have any orientations for December between holidays and events and our parades. There was not much time to do an orientation. But we ended with 95 volunteers, including 16 inactive, as of December 31st, and we had 755.5 hours of just regular volunteers, but the total with work release, one-day volunteers, and EPP came out to 1,068 for the month of December. As Joan mentioned, we are really expanding that grooming. We do have actually four groomers that kind of come with notice, usually a few days ahead of time. They just kind of fit in their schedule. And then we also have one regular volunteer that grooms about twice a week now. And she was here today, and she did a wonderful job on a couple of poodles that were just in some horrible shape and made them look really great. And also I have two people now that come in each week to do horses. They go out and brush them and take care of them, make them look good outside of our staff. So that basically breaks down end of December and end of calendar year also. So thank you. Any questions?
I do.
Yes. Just great job.
Thank you.
It's good to see you. We haven't seen you at a meeting in a few months. Is this a change to your schedule, or is this just an anomaly being here tonight?
I wanted to make sure you got an end of the year report.
Oh, okay.
That was the most important. And just really kind of focusing on our Wednesday night clinic, I wanted to make sure that we have coverage there, and I made sure we had enough volunteers there to work the clinic without me being there.
I tell you, in a time of year where most businesses or industries are kind of slow, you didn't miss a beat on the volunteers at all. Over 1,000 hours, which is incredible. And then when you can equate that to a dollar amount of $26,000, that's pretty huge. And I was thinking about what you said. You had four volunteers that donated over 200 hours. Have you thought about some kind of a reward for these people that go over a certain amount? Like, okay, this is kind of corny, but like at the Houchin Blood Bank, I donated 5 gallons of blood. I mean, could you, with something like that, I volunteered at Kern County Animal Services over X amount of hours, or something, some kind of a reward or some kind of something to give to them?
I've been working with Cheyenne for a while on that, and right before she left, we finally came down with one base initial kind of reward, and I'd like to expand that eventually, but what we did provide with any of the volunteers that provided 100 hours or more, we gave a magnet, a paw magnet that says Kern County Animal Shelter 100-hour volunteer.
Okay, right. That's along the lines I was thinking, but something even more prominent would be a bad idea, but that's good. 100 hours. If you're working 100 hours somewhere, that's a lot of hours. That's a lot of time, especially when you're getting zero as far as money goes. You're getting other kinds of satisfaction, but not as far as dollars. So that's huge, 100 hours. Anyway, normally in a slow time of the year, you guys have still kept going, and I have some other comments that I'll reserve, but I just wanted to thank you for showing up, and Lisa too. And that's all I've got.
ROP is starting soon. Are you going to have any students for community classroom coming over there?
Yeah, they came in last week and talked with Lisa and I.
Oh, perfect.
In regards to them. And so they're supposed to come for the first day on the 27th.
Perfect.
So they're going to go through a mini volunteer orientation away so they can see what we could use them for and what they can do, and we'll get them assigned out.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for all your hard work. You've done a great job.
Sure, thanks.
Okay, do we have any other questions or comments on the staff report?
I do.
Okay.
All right, I'll get my answer.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. On page 7 of the report, this is kind of what I go to, because you look at Kern County and Norfolk areas of Kern County and the city of Arvin. And because of the split, it's the only way I can really tie it together. But when you look at 2000, 2013 versus 2014. Of course, right away, what do? I go to the euthanized numbers, and you see 2,097 less from 2013, which is a 24% decrease, which is huge. If you look at the other numbers across the board, adoption, it's almost the same. Return to owner, slightly better, 68 better. Rescue, picked up by 207. That's a 10% gain on rescue. I'm not sure, we don't really get a lot of input on the rescue side. I'm just glad that it's happening. If anybody wants to comment, like Felice or somebody on the rescue part, I wouldn't mind knowing more about it. The transfers are about the same. But the TNR, that's the big thing. That's about 1,400 more than animals that were fixed and returned to their area to live out their life and not produce any more animals. So it won't take long, but we'll see these things will start to really working, and we see it now, but they'll really start working synergistically on the TNR on less intakes. Because the outcomes are the same. I didn't check the intakes, but as far as 2013, 2014, almost the same number of animals, but guess what? 1,875 got released healthy, which is excellent. That's a huge thing for Kern County. So that's really what I wanted to talk about, and that's what I look at when I get these reports. I go right to that, because euthanized thing basically is the bottom line on everything else that's going on. That's where you see it. And so it shows that everything else is really kicking into gear. Your group, Nick's doing a great job, and everybody else. So I want to commend you for the improvements, and that's the way I see it. And of course, the volunteers, the backbone of any organization, when you can save your department $26,000, that's a lot. And like I said about the holidays being a slow time of year, guess what? You found home for 654 animals. You weren't taking 2 weeks off. You were out there hustling, and that's great. So I just think it just reflects well on everybody when you see these kind of numbers.
It's twice.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Nick. I think it was a good way for us to finish out the year.
My very first director's report. Hopefully not
your
the last.
Your first official one.
Hopefully there'll be many more to come.
Alrighty, if I can have a motion, Mr. Kupar? Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Alrighty, next, Commissioner announcements and reports. You good?
Gary,
you have anything?
No, I haven't heard from Nathan Winograd. He is going to be here sometime by the end of March. His mother-in-law died suddenly, so I had to throw him off track. And he's promoting this movie, Redemption, which I saw. If anyone has a chance to see Redemption, I suggest you go see it.
Well, hopefully we're going to have it here. Right?
Well, yeah.
That's the game plan.
So see it here or see it wherever, but it's really pretty amazing. bring a box of tissues, too, by the way. So, thank you. That's all I've got.
We're focused on TNR over there, and in the last few months, we've done over 400.
I had one thing that I wanted to bring up. Now that we have Nick, and I think Nick's here to stay, I was wondering if we could maybe send a vote of confidence to the Board of Supervisors on his behalf. And we can certainly discuss this. We can't vote on it this time, but maybe we can put it on the agenda for next time. But to send a vote of confidence and maybe ask the supervisors to, you know, when the time is right, just hit the gavel and let's keep him.
Unless he promised to stay 10 years.
We had what, 14, what is it? 14 directors in 10 years or something?
Just about.
I mean, it's been insane. So.
And you have it, how many years in?
10.
Yeah, okay.
And you've served in just about all the positions.
Yes. There's a few more.
So I just wanted to bring that up for everybody to kind of think about and digest, and if we could maybe put it on the agenda for next month, where we could further discuss it and possibly vote on sending a motion to, you know, get a motion so we can send a letter to the Board of Supervisors. Does that work?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And then the other thing I wanted to find out, we don't really very often do a report to the Board of Supervisors, and I'm wondering if maybe as a commission, and we can work with staff on this, maybe just kind of go through and kind of highlight some of the things that we as a commission did and provide that information to them. I mean, we did a lot of dangerous dog hearings this year, among other things, so I just thought I'd like to throw that out there too. So. That's good. Maybe we can put that on the schedule for next month too, so we can vote on it. Cool. All right, that's all I got. All righty. On to old business. Yes, Bob.
I got lost there. Are you going to put this on the agenda?
For next month, yes.
For next month.
Yeah, we'll put it on for next month because it's just our announcement phase, so we can't make a motion or vote on it. But I wanted to bring it up so we could put it on the agenda and discuss it.
Glad you did. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so we're on to. Okay, so G, old business, staff referrals, we have none. Spay neuter funds update, that would be this. Can you address this or should we just table this until next time?
Let's table it.
Okay, so. If I could get a motion to the next meeting.
Yeah, make a motion to give this.
Okay. Do I have a second? Second. All in favor? Okay, cool. Okay, perfect. All right. And then last but not least, Judy.
Hi.
Friends of the shelter?
Okay, so one thing, we don't have redemptions, obviously, because issued vouchers in November and December haven't come in yet. However, and my savior, Liz, is now issuing the Friends vouchers. So that's taken a huge load off of me. However, here's some just numbers. Through the end of December, we have issued 948 dog vouchers, 588 cat vouchers. That compares to 2013, 1,285 for dogs, 648 for cats. Again, I don't have redemption totals yet. Now, considering that this year we went nuts for the first 2 months and stopped because 40%, we issued 40% of the number of vouchers in 2 months as we had the whole year before. And it was like, this is a lot of money, wait. And so we stopped, and we didn't go back to issuing them. I think it was maybe June when we got the grant from the Californian. So, and then it was sporadic, because there were 2 months there that I was gone. We only did vouchers at two clinics. So for these numbers, in essentially 6 months, probably worth of from the compared to the year before. Yeah, so the need is still there. People are still calling and writing, and we haven't even advertised that we're back to full strength and you're doing what, 10, 15 a day average? Yeah, so that's going.
I had one thing, I think another factor in this is that we are trying to push people off on the county if they live in 06, 07, or 08, because the voucher is worth more than the Friends. And the city this year began issuing $40 vouchers. So if they only for dogs, if they, because you know I work both sides of the street, sorry folks. Not the way you think. And So again, I've kind of been directing people to get a city voucher if they're able. The city is now doing an interesting thing. The problem with vouchers has always been redemption rate. The city is now requiring you to make an appointment at Critters Without Litters before you get the voucher. So when you come to get the voucher, you tell them when your appointment is. So part of what I've been helping Judy with is explaining to these folk, you know, how to go about it in terms of timeline and stuff like that. But I think that's another reason, Judy, for somewhat lower numbers compared to 2013. Thank you for letting me interrupt.
Sure.
Which I would have done anyway.
So.
Don't we know?
Yes, exactly. We've had, over the last couple of months, Lacey Fund requests. Some, we have two from McFarland. We've had three from you guys from the county. Got down to $1. And in our budgeted fund for that. And when one came up, yeah, let's do it, but we're down to like, Cecilia's the treasurer. She goes, yeah, let's do this, but we're down to like $1. And New Year's Eve, we got a $5,000 donation from somebody. Just came sailing in the next day.
Nice.
That we needed this. So it was like, whoa, all right, we're set now. We can help some more critters. So that was helpful. I don't know if Peggy mentioned this before, but Applause for Paws is Saturday the 13th of June. We've moved once again, but I think we're going to stay here. It's going to be at the Elks Club on the Circle. Much bigger room and place for us to grow into. So we'll be working on that coming up. And just on a personal note, I got one of those $20 dogs for the home for the holidays because my big girl died in September. So, and it was like, oh God, there's another one. Let's take this. So yes, now I'm looking for puppy training classes. I was never going to do that again. Yes, I need to talk to you because she needs a little more out there with big dogs. Although she's a big dog, she's scared of her. So,
all right. I think that's it.
Yeah, we have various projects going on, but not anything we can. That's really
major.
Got to a point where we can talk about it. So.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much. Okay. All right. New business we have none. So the last thing we have is adjournment. Until our next meeting on Wednesday, February 18th. So if I could have a motion. And a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
All right, we're back on track. Half an hour.
Yeah.